This final week of the church year has a very consistent theme or presentation, that is celebration of the triumph of Christ the King and the difficulties that we will go through before we reach that final end. So great news, but also difficult news. The triumph and the challenge. And this comes up over and over again. On Sunday, we celebrated the triumph, but it was a triumph won by Jesus on the cross. And the good thief who rejoiced in victory with him was crucified with him. So rejoicing in victory. And then all week, we have so many martyrs. Yesterday, we had a martyr, St. Cecilia. Today, we have St. Clement. Tomorrow, the many martyrs of Vietnam. The next day, one of the martyrs of Egypt, St. Catherine. So in this season of rejoicing, the victory, we also realize the victory comes at a price. It's clear from today's gospel as well. Jesus is speaking about the trials that believers will go through. He's not mincing any words. There's going to be persecution. There's going to be rejection. You're going to suffer because of my name. Even your own friends and relatives will hand you over. Some of you will be put to death. That's why the example of the martyrs is put before us so often. And yet, not a hair of your heads will be destroyed, meaning your eternal life is guaranteed through your perseverance in faith. One of the things that comes up frequently in reflecting on the victory of the saints is that they sing a lot. If you look at the book of Revelation, there's very frequent references to singing the new song. And it comes up again in today's first reading. This is another image of heaven. First of all, there's a mention of the seven angels with the seven last plagues. A reminder to us that we're not in heaven yet, and until that time of Jesus' final victory, there's a whole series of trials, seven plagues. One of them is COVID-19, maybe. At least a lot of people think it's one of the seven last plagues. Who knows how many? But seven, of course, is a symbolic number. And even the plagues are symbolic, so don't get me wrong, I'm joking about COVID. This time, while we're still in this world, there are the plagues. But then, those who share in the victory, and these are the people in heaven, they're standing on this sea of glass, they're holding harps, and they're singing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. And the song starts out, "Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Great and wonderful are your works. What you do is great." If you notice the refrain for our responsorial psalm taken from this song of Moses, it doesn't say "great and wonderful are your works." It says "great and wonderful are all your works," as if to emphasize everything that God does is great and wonderful, including the plagues. That's the part that we struggle with. I don't have to point this out. I mean, this world is full of struggles, sorrows. And we were just hit yesterday afternoon with the sad news of Malene's death. Here's a woman who's been active in Anuim pondering groups for years. Her husband served in the men's choir for years. They were here at masses countless times. And now suddenly she's taken home. And that is a cause of sadness for us, grief for the family. It's not something we're singing and praising the Lord because somebody died. And yet, we pray that Malene will join the heavenly choir and sing with these people with their harps, and that she is singing right now, "Great and wonderful are all your works, Lord God Almighty." Of course, we pray that she join the heavenly choir. That's what we want for everybody. So we pray for Malene, we pray for her loved ones who are left in sadness. Now, this Song of Moses, I think, is worth reflecting on a little bit. Remember, this is the book of Revelation, so it's long after Moses has died. But it's a reference to the Exodus and the whole ministry of Moses. Remember, Moses is the great liberator and the great lawgiver. And there are two places in the Old Testament which are referred to as the Song of Moses. Actually, there's two songs of Moses. The first one that probably comes to most of our minds is the song that the Israelites sang when they came up out of the Red Sea. After they passed through the Red Sea, they came up and were standing on dry land, and all the Egyptians' chariots and charioteers are all wiped away in the flood. And they look around and they say, wow, this is an extraordinary gift. And they broke into song, remember? How does it go? Not a good one. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. That's the famous song of Moses, the song of Miriam to his sister. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. Horse and rider he has thrown into the sea. And it goes on about how great the works of God are, what a mighty warrior he is, how he fights on our side. It's a song of celebration, a jubilant song. That's one of the songs of Moses, and we can understand that when we experience triumph, a share in the triumph, even in this life, we can sing that. We can sing joyfully. And great things do happen in this world. I mean, it's not all mourning and weeping. There are beautiful things that happen and things that we should celebrate. The other song of Moses in the Old Testament, in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 32, Deuteronomy, and it's Moses at the end of his life. Remember Moses, he leads the people through the Red Sea, and then they have 40 years in the desert before they get to the Promised Land. And Moses is told, you're not going to enter the Promised Land, you're going to bring the people to the Jordan, and then you're going to die. The Song of Moses in Deuteronomy 32 is part of Moses' last words. And he's giving praise and thanks to God, yes, because God has been faithful for these 40 years. But he's also a little bit concerned that the Israelites are not going to be faithful after he dies. That when they enter into the Promised Land, they might not be faithful to the covenant. So he gives them a lot of advice about what they should do. And he encourages them, because they're going to face battles to move into the Promised Land. There's Amorites and Hittites and Jebusites and Canaanites living in that land, and it's not, you can't just walk in. You have to fight with the strength that comes from God. So the Song of Moses, the second one, is not only a song of glorious victory, it's also a song that strengthens the resolve of the Israelites for the trials they're going to face. Okay. Then we have this song of Moses mentioned in the book of Revelation. This is the song sung by those whose trials are all in the past. It's not they're in the middle of the battle. It's not that they have just celebrated a temporal victory. They're celebrating the ultimate victory. And so when they sing, "Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty," they're talking about something that remains permanent. This song doesn't end. And we know this. In heaven, they don't stop singing. And it's a jubilant song. Song of praise, song of thanksgiving, a song proclaiming the greatness, the wonder of the works of God. Now we can apply this to ourselves. We are journeying, we're on pilgrimage. Yes, we passed through the Red Sea, we're baptized, we have been redeemed, our sins have been washed away in the sacraments. We have a lot to rejoice about, and yet we still have our journey through the desert ahead of us. We still have our battles with the enemy ahead of us. We're not fighting Jebusites and Canaanites and Amorites, but we are fighting not only principalities and powers, evil spirits of temptation, but we're also fighting our own weaknesses, temptations. We're fighting in a world of fallen brothers and sisters, those who we journey with, and there's a lot of conflicts in this journey. So our song is not only a song of celebration about what good we've already experienced, it's also a marching song, you could say a war song, something to steal our strength so that we will persevere. After all, Jesus says, by your perseverance, you will secure your lives. It takes determination. It takes strength. It takes courage to persevere. And this song of Moses, one of the song version of the song we sing, is to give us this strength. And we look forward to singing the song on the other side, together with the saints standing on the Sea of Glass, together with all the martyrs in their long white robes, together with all those who have the harps of God. We look forward to joining that heavenly choir. So this is, I think, a good thing to keep in our minds. No matter what we pass through, we don't forget that we are on pilgrimage toward a glorious destination. And the trials of this life, and there are many, they bring sadness and grief, but they don't ultimately discourage us, because we're still persevering, pursuing glory, the glory that God Himself has in mind for us.